Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday evening edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. I'm your host for the evening, The Miracle Man. Sorry, we are just a tiny minute late starting, but guess what? We're here now. We're so glad that you could enjoy this show, would come on board and listen to us wherever you may be accessing this show from. And by wherever, I'm not wherever, across the city or across the state of Michigan, across the U.S., or across the world. As far as location, we also mean, you know, however, like on, whether it be on your iPhone, iPad, or other smart device, we're so glad you could join us tonight. We're very glad you could join us. And tonight is going to be a good night, just as it always is. We're going to read some verses in the Bible tonight. And I'm going to exhort on what we read. And for tonight, I figure we'd be talking about some parables. So some parables of Jesus and kind of what they mean. So I figured that's what we'd be talking about tonight when we read the Bible. Part of that is going to be having faith like a mustard seed. Amen. And so it's going to be good. So tonight, I'm here at 1711 South Saginaw Road. Here on the one across from Kmart. And so glad you could be with us, as I always say. But we're at 1711 South Saginaw. We're across from Kmart. And I got with me, should be back here any minute with me, and that is my Coca-Cola with no ice.
Oh, my God.
You want back my card?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. We were just dealing with a little something. But anyhow, we are here at McDonald's. I got most refreshing beverage in the world, the Coca-Cola Classic. I made a pretty cool liner last night on the show, last night's episode, when I was talking about my Coke versus Preacher Man's Dr. Pepper. And I don't usually repeat too much. Try not to repeat too much the same two nights in a row, but I'm going to tonight because I thought it was awesome. I'm going to say it in case you missed out. I said that my Coke goes up to the bat, swings, bases are loaded, swung on, hit in the air, deep left field, way back, and goodbye. It's like a home run from Miguel Cabrera. The Dr. Pepper, however, the bases are loaded. Swing on, strike. Next up, foul ball or strike. Oh, don't get me wrong. It gets that wrong. It gets a full count, 3-2 count. Last pitch, strikeout. The Dr. Pepper strikes out where the Coke hits a grand slam home run. No, I'm not just, I don't hate Dr. Pepper by any means. I'm just throwing out a liner that my Coke is way better than his Dr. Pepper. And Preacher Man, he'll always tell me, you know, it has 23 flavors. Yes, it does, but Coke has something Dr. Pepper does not have. Secret ingredient, a secret something that no one may ever find out. But here at McDonald's, you can get in any size. You can get any size soft drink for the low price of just $1 plus tax. And you got yourself a good old American pastime, American favorite. And I love it. I do. You know what else would sound good? A Coke float. Even though I'd rather have a root beer float, to be honest with you. Because I like to drink root beer, but I like to drink Coke better. But if I'm having some ice cream, I'd rather have some root beer to go with it. So, the root beer float for the win. Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Now, speaking of ice cream, with us having starting to have a lot more warm weather, and we're getting to the place where it's starting to become normal for it to be over 70 every day. I think right around the 20th or 22nd is when we cross that threshold to where it starts to be 70 or warmer every day. Maybe it's the 25th, but I wanted to give you some insight into some great ice cream. One of my favorite places anywhere, in this state at least, that I've been to personally is a place down in the Flint area on Corona Road east of I-75. It's called Banana Boat Ice Cream. And they have a lot of different flavors of ice cream. So much to choose. They give you a whole bunch of ice cream. They give you a lot. Even in the small size, it's huge. And it's not that bad for the price. It's really not. It's bad ice cream, and they have so many different flavors. They have a certain Oreo flurry type thing that I like. Maybe it's butterscotch. I forget. Sonic is another great one. They have lots of great flavors. DQ, in my mind, awesome. Some of the best. For right now, we're excluding pumpkin because that doesn't come out until the fall. But as far as places to enjoy during the summer, of where I've been to, I haven't been to too many ice cream places in the Detroit area yet, but my two main favorites are in Flint. There's one in the Cadillac area that I like a lot. And so, yeah, from the good old ice cream. And I love it. Sometimes soft, sometimes hard. Depends on what you like. But, you know, I really do love me some good old ice cream. That is one thing I wish this town had more of, was good ice cream places. But I'm going to move on from that. I'm gonna move on from that, but wanted to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A. One of the best chicken chains in America. It's growing a lot. They've opened several different freestanding locations throughout the state. Unfortunately, right now, they're mainly on the west side, like Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo area, Lansing. I'd rather there be some more freestanding ones, like on this Detroit side, because it's just my preference. But I want to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A for reopening their location at Cedar Point. After the 2015 season, Chick-fil-A decided to close, and then it became a different restaurant called Frontier Inn, and that's what it was for 2 years. But now, Chick-fil-A is back in its original spot. And to that I say, thank God, because I like some good old Chick-fil-A. They're a great Christian company. Not ashamed to make their Christianity known to men. They're what I would call an unashamed company. A Romans 1:16 company. As Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Now, when I was real little, we had a song at church that used to go along with that would be sang in the church, and that when they were talking about wholeness, rescue, restoration, renewal, deliverance, that is salvation to those who believe. Thank you, Lord. Chick-fil-A is awesome. I know they might get some flack for being closed on Sunday, but hey, they do that partially to give the employees time to go to church. That's a part of it, but they want to be a good neighbor, but at the same time, you know, let their Christianity and let their beliefs know, come in. And they have experienced big time growth. It was just reported months ago that Chick-fil-A was ranked Michigan's favorite fast food chain. And I would say for good chicken, a good chicken fast food place, I would say it is up there. Is it number one? I don't know. but I choose to support them. I totally agree with their beliefs, and I would totally feel good about taking people there. Great company. Like if I'm in a mall food court or something and they got a Chick-fil-A and it's lunchtime, I haven't eaten in several hours, then that's where I'll go get a bite to eat, is over there at Chick-fil-A. So, as they say, eat more chicken. But good stuff. It's a simple menu. But you're supporting a good cause, as they say. And one more food thing. I know I'm probably making you guys hungry, but I've just been thinking about a lot of food stuff today, and kind of part of my little monologue today, you know, before I start to introduce. You know, I try to start off a little, you know, friendly and entertaining-like, because I want to get to where I can get to where the listeners are, so try to have some a little bit of fun to start with. So that's kind of what I'm doing. There's this place in Toledo. It's called Schmucker's, and it's a family diner in Toledo, Ohio, and it's been around since 1948. So 70 years. That's longer than what McDonald's has been around, as McDonald's has only been around since 1955. But they're known for great food at great prices. I looked up their Yelp thing a couple weeks ago, and on that thing where it says what business specializes in, for the company to choose to put that in there, they admitted that God, they give credit to God, thanks to God. They feel that God is part of what has made their business successful. And I think that that is awesome. That's awesome. We need more companies like that in this country. Regardless of what the field is, just in general. But I haven't been there yet, but next time I'm in Toledo area, I'm going to be there, because I even showed the picture to my mom, and it looked awesome. She told me, and it made her hungry, because I sent it to her like at almost midnight one night, about a week ago, and it made her hungry. It did. It really did. And that's a sign that we got to go there, that I have to go there. But anyhow, it's a great company, great restaurant. But now, folks, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, and you're a veteran, just bear with me for just a minute. Just a moment. Those of you who are new to the show and you have family members who are interested in listening to the show, I want to tell you how you can help them get involved in the show. And so this is why, that's why I explain, take a few, take, just a few quick minutes of my show to explain, you know, how it works and what you have to do to join us. So, here's what you can tell prospective listeners. And we are believing God for listenership to increase greatly. We're believing God for that. I confess that every time I do this show. I do all the time. And I'm believing that that's going to happen soon. And so, here's what you can tell them. So here's what you do. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that's all one word, blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type in Upfront Entertainment, there is a link that you can press. I mean, the link you can click on, excuse me. And what will happen when you click on this link is it'll take you to our channel. And our channel is called Living Large. And we've done almost 150 episodes. And we're real happy about that. I know God is too, but we've been doing this for getting close to 10 months. On July 25th, it will be our one-year anniversary. And I promise you one thing, that's going to be a fun show. As I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about what I've done this year on the show and how we've been doing this for almost 10 months. And we're real proud of what we've done. But all the episodes, they're up there and you can take a look. I urge you to take a look, actually, and take a listen. We've talked a lot on faith and a lot on other things that God's talking to his children about. And my sports stuff that I've done and everything that I've done. At Christmas, I did some Christmas songs. And I taught some on about Christmas and Jesus being born. And speaking of that one-year anniversary, in fact, in case you guys are listening, as that is Christmas in July, is July 25th. Yes, there will be at least one Christmas song on that episode because but it's going to be fun. But I'm going to get off this and back on to the instructions and listening to the show. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment, and you click on the link, and the link will say Living Large. You click on that. And then you see a button, a follow button. Please hit that follow button. Because here's what's going to happen if you do. If you hit that follow button, you're going to get notified every time we're getting ready to do a show. So, on Monday at 6:30, we're going to do another show. And at about 6:15, you're going to get notified that we have a show coming up. And I explained this last night briefly, but I will again. As for the schedule, generally we run from 6:30 to about 7:45, 7:50. Last night, for example, we got done at about 7:41. So the 7:45 is kind of an ish. So it can vary kind of. Basically, we'll be done by 7:45, 7:50, give or take 5 minutes. But generally, we end the show talking about sports. At the start, we kind of have some fun, kind of a little bit of my monologue and what I'm up to, kind of. Then we introduce, and then we get into the Word of God, and then exhortation, then the closing prayer, and then sports. That's generally what we do on the show, just so there's no surprises. However, that's a second. So you hit the follow button, and then you'll get notified when we get ready to do a show. And that is an awesome system. It lets you get prepared. And we always say, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your laptop or your iPad or tablet or your desktop, if you still got one of those. Most of the people that I know just have laptops now and iPhones and iPads and that kind of stuff. But we also have a telephone number that you can call in and interact. And here's how this works. So you can call into the show. We have a telephone number that I will give out right now. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Now you'll listen for the prompt. You can listen for the prompt, and then when prompted to do so, you press 1. And then when you press 1, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go through a call screener, and then right now my assistant sitting across the way from me, Annie, she'll answer the phone. She'll let me know there's a caller calling in, and then I'm going to approve it, and I'm going to let you on, and we can talk generally about anything you want to talk about. Now we can talk about sports. We can talk about why the grass turns green instead of some other different color. You know, we can talk about faith. We can talk about God. You can testify. Oh, I would love to get some testimonies on here. In fact, sorry, I was just doing something, but love to have some testimonies, some people come on here and testify about what kind of miracles God's done in their lives. Because This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. So we want to hear about miracles. We really do want to hear about miracles. As it is part of what we're doing here. But we want to hear about your miracles. If God's doing miracles in your life, we want to hear about them. So please call in. Let us know. So we can praise God together. If you're looking for prayer, you can call in and we can pray for you on the air. And once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And so we do have two quick rules. Rule number one is that this is not a political talk show. And so generally, what's going to happen is if you call in and you want to talk about politics, oh, by all means, we're not against politics necessarily. There are good, solid political talk shows that I would approve of that you can listen to. Of course, you can listen to what you want. This isn't a prison. But I'm just saying there's some good ones out there that I approve of that I would endorse, like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, all on a good radio station here in this area. And you can call them if you want to talk about politics. But I'm not a political talk show host, neither, nor is Preacher Man. When we designed the show, we decided that we wanted to be uniters rather than dividers. And sometimes when you talk about politics, it can make people feel kind of divided and uncomfortable. And so we don't do that. We do want to talk about politics on the show. If you insist on it, what's going to happen is we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you, just as the Bible says. And then we're going to tell you to go vote in the election. And it's as simple as that. Now, rule number two. This is a family show. So we ask that you keep all comments and whatever you want to say. Just keep it appropriate for all ages. And generally, we have a rule. What we like you to do is keep this in mind. If I wouldn't say certain words to God, then I shouldn't come say these words on the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. And that's a good way to think of it. And so we can follow the rules and everything goes well. We can have a great show tonight. We're going to read the Bible together, exhort, take some calls. If you want to call in and talk, we can do that. And then at the end, we'll talk some sports. And I'll give you my opinions on the two NBA series that are going on right now. So it'll be predictions from the Miracle Man. And so, right now, however, we're going to pray. Lord God, I thank you for these listeners who have joined us tonight. wherever they're joining us from. I thank you that you'd bless them for joining me and listening to me, what I have to say, and that you would help them to receive this word, receive your word tonight as we open it in a minute and study. And I thank you that these listeners will be doers of your word and not just hearers. And I give you praise and honor for that. And I thank you that you use me as an oracle and that you bless my lips. Lord, I ask you to help me say, have me say what you would have me say, Lord God. So it'll be me coming down from you. What I mean is, what comes out of my mouth will be what you would be saying to these people. And I pray that you would help me with that tonight, Lord God. And Lord, I pray right now over the show. I claim that we win souls for Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that we have increases in audience. I thank you that we have finances coming into the show. And I thank you that we have new equipment coming into the show. And I thank you that we have good sponsors coming onto the show who want to help us, so we can make this show as good as it can be. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Praise God, Deuteronomy chapter 1. And this is going to be God talking. Let me just open my bag up. Hallelujah to the So, praise God, Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. We're going to begin with verse 1 right now. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the desert east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabia, opposite Suf, between Paran and Torel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dazayab. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea to the Mount Seir road. In the 14th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. This is after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and at Edrian had defeat after Edrian had had defeated Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth, yes, east of the Jordan, in the territory of Moab. Moses began to extend this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in Arabia, in the mountains, in the western foothills, and in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I give you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them.'" Verse 9. "And at the time I said to you, 'You are too heavy a burden for me to carry alone,' the Lord your God has increased your numbers so that today you are as many as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. But how can I bear your problems and your burdens and your disputes all by myself? Choose some wise and understanding and some respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you." You answered me, "What you propose before is good." So I took the leading men of your tribes, wise and respected men, and appointed them to have authority over you as commanders of thousands, of hundreds, and of fifties, and of tens, and as tribal officials. For I charge your judges at that time. Hear the disputes between your brothers and judge fairly whether the cause is between brothers Israelites or between one of them and an alien. Do not show particularly in judging. Do not show partially in judging. Hear both small and great alike, and do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you, and I will hear it. And at that time, I told you everything you were to do. Then, as the Lord our God commanded us, we set out from Horeb and went toward the hill country of the Amorites, which with all that vast and dreadful desert that you have seen, and that we reached Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, "You have reached the whole country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. See, the Lord our God has given you the land. Go up, possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Then all of you came to me and said, let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us and bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to. The idea seemed good to me, so I selected 12 of you, one man from each tribe. They left, and they went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshkol and explored it, taking with them some fruit of the land, and they brought it down to us and reported, it is a good land that the Lord our God is giving us. But you were unwilling to go up, and you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you grumbled in your tents and said, the Lord hates us. So he brought us out of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go? Our brothers have made us lose heart. They say, the people are stronger and taller than what we are, and the cities are large, with walls up to the sky. Oh, and we even saw the Anakites there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you as he did with you in Egypt before your very eyes and in the desert. There you saw how the Lord our God carried you as a father carries his son. All the way you went until you reached this place. In spite of this, you did not trust in the Lord your God, who went ahead with you on your journey in fire innocent and in a cloud by day to search out places you and the camp and to show you the way you should go. When the Lord heard what you said, he was angry and solemnly swore, and a man of this evil generation, not a man of this evil generation, should see the good land I swore to give your forefathers. Except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, he will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the land he set his feet on, because he follow the Lord wholeheartedly. Because of you, the Lord became angry with men also and said, you shall not enter it either. But your assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it. And the little ones that you said would be taken captive, your children who do not yet know good from bad, they will enter the land. I will give it to them. and they will take possession of it. But as for you, turn around and send out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea. Then you replied, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight as the Lord our God commanded us. So every one of you put on his weapons, thinking it was easy to go up into the hill country. But the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up and fight, because I will not be with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. So I told you, but you would not listen. And you rebelled against the Lord's command. And in your arrogance, and you marched up into the hill country. And the Amorites who lived in the hills came out against you. They chased you like a swarm of bees, and they beat you down from Seir all the way to Hormah. You came back and you wept before the Lord, but he paid no attention to your weeping, and he turned a dead ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, all the time you spent there. All right, let me just look for a second just to see what time it is. Okay, let's now go to the book of Mark, chapter 4. Praise God, the book of Mark, chapter 4. Mark 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. I told you I was going to be talking about some parables tonight. And so we start with the parable of the sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. And the crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat on it out on the lake. Wow, that's a lot of people. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in teaching, he said, listen to me. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up, and they choked the plants so that they did not bear any grain for food.
Our iron machines can't keep up today. Yeah. Oh, no.
So other seed fell on good soil as it came up, grew, and it produced a crop. And it multiplied 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them this way: "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to these on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any other parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed among the paths, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that is sown in them." This can happen before, during, or after church, if you're in church, for example. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. Oh, but since they have no roots, they last only a short time. Ooh. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. And still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. Oh, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, and they make it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Now I'm going to continue going. Verse 21, "And he said to them, do not bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed. Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear." He continued, "For the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given even more. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has will be taken from him." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scattered seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and it grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, and the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Now, we got the parable of the mustard seed, and this is what I'm going to talk about a little bit. Again, he said, "What should we say to the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? Well, it is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and it becomes the largest of all garden plants. And with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." And the many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. All right. I'm going to cut it right there. So Jesus explained things in parables so that people could understand them. That's why he did that. And I'm going to pick a night of the week. I think pretty soon, within the next couple of weeks, I'm thinking maybe Wednesday night. And then what I'm going to do is, part of the reading, we're going to be talking things about Jesus. Pastor did this years ago. It'll be Jesus and his parables, Jesus and his miracles, things of that nature. And then we're going to be describing what happened. But tonight, as kind of a preface to that, I was just thinking of doing something different tonight. That's why I did this. I'm going to talk a few minutes about this sower who goes out to sow his seed and what this parable is about. So, all right, we're going to say you're a farmer. You plant some stuff. You plant it in one place, a certain place that'll grow on the path. It'll just come and get eaten. That's what Satan does if you're one of those people. The birds will come. I mean, Satan will come and he'll just steal the word right after you hear it. Gone. And then other people, like the rock, they hear the word, they receive it with joy. After the time of testing, of persecution, they fall away. So they have a hard time, or something happens, or they get persecuted because they believe in God, or they read the Bible, or whatever, they get, you know, they fall away. There's another kind of people where it's sown among thorns. They hear the word. Worries of this life. I got to take care of my car. I got to go to work. I got to do this so I can't come to church tonight. I work tonight at 6. That's more important than church, for example. Or this can even be in Bible reading. the worries and the deceitfulness and the desire for other things chokes the word and it makes it unfruitful. Please do not be that kind of person. Please, 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 please. Instead, be this kind of person, please. Please be the person who received the word and it's grown in good ground. And you produce a crop yielding 30 times, 60 times, even 100 times what was sown. That's how I want to be. I hope that's how you want to be. You come to church. Or you come on and listen to the show. You pay attention to the word. You do what it says. You hear what I talk about building up faith. Obeying God. Or whatever I'm talking about that night. And you do it. That's the kind of person we ought to be. Not those other three kinds. Among the path. Among the rocky places or among the thorns. Let's be the kind of people who hear the word, receive it with gladness, follow the word, produce the crop. Amen. Let's talk about this mustard seed. Now, it didn't use the mustard seed in this example, but let me explain something to you real quick. This is a nugget from the Bible. Jesus said, and here's right after we're going to go into prayer. Close out, and then we're going to go into sports performance. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Jesus said this, red letters. You can say unto this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall be done. God just wanted me to explain it for a minute, so I'm going to explain. She got a sickness. You got a disease. You got something going on that shouldn't be. Well, say it's like a sickness of some kind or something. You say to that disease, let's say you got diabetes. Here's what you say. Diabetes, I curse you in Jesus' name. Get out of my body and be as removed from me as the east is from the west. And it shall be done. It shall be done. You have the faith. It shall be done. It shall be done. Praise God. Now, Lord, I thank you for this word. Thank you for the parable of the sower. As we looked at that tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you would help us all. Help these listeners to be the good ground. Be the people who receive the word with joy and gladness, and then they do it, and then they produce a crop. Yielding 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. Praise God. Help all of us to be those kind of people. Not the people who fall away easy. Not the people who Satan just takes the word right after it's brought in so that it's like your stomach can't keep down food. Not that kind. No, not the kind where you receive it for a little while, but then worry, deceitfulness, riches, cares of this life and pleasures, choke the word. Let's be the people who receive the word of God, and then what happens is they produce a crop. Let us be those people, Lord God, and help us with that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now. Dun, 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 dun. In Detroit Tigers news, last night, the Tigers win in dramatic fashion, 9-8, over the Cleveland Indians. And they scored the go-ahead in the eighth inning to go ahead 9-8, and that's what it ended up being. Tonight, however, they had a fill-in guy pitching, and it didn't go so well. The score was Cleveland 6, Detroit 0. Had Detroit actually won today, they would have been tied with Cleveland in first place in the division. But Cleveland had other ideas. They decided to crash the party in Detroit and just totally just take everything out of the hometown crowd at Comerica Park in downtown Detroit. And the Tigers start playing again Friday. Now. Da 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 dun 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 dun. In NBA news last night, the Boston Celtics defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-94 in Beantown. Boston leads the series 2-0. They go to Cleveland now to play. Now, LeBron played a little bit better, and so did Cleveland, but it wasn't good enough to win. Western Conference Finals is tonight. You got Golden State Warriors, Houston Rockets tonight in downtown Houston. And hopefully Houston can get the equalizer tonight. If they can't, it's going to be a rough couple games in Golden State. Hockey. Last night, the Lightning did, in fact, lowercased the Capitals by a score of 3-2. So now the Capitals are still on top of the Lightning 2-1. Now, let's talk about these conference finals and my predictions. So, we're going to start with NBA East. Cleveland is down 0-2. That's the bad news for Cleveland. The series is shifting to Cleveland, where it will start being played tomorrow night. I think Cleveland will win at least one of the games in Cleveland. I do, however, think that Boston will win the series in 6 games. I do think that's what's going to happen. They don't have LeBron, but they do have good talent. And they are a young team, Boston is. And I think they're just better No. Cleveland struggled at times in the regular season. They really did. But now let's look at the West. Houston at times tried to made it a 3-point game, but they weren't able to get any closer than that for the most part, and they ended up losing by 12. It's 2-0. No, it's 1-0 right now. Game 2 is in Houston tonight. If this is going to be either a 6- or 7-game series, Houston has to win tonight. If Houston cannot win tonight, Golden State will win in 5. That's the way I'm gonna put it. I do think Houston will win tonight. However, I do think that Golden State will win the series in 6 games. And so you'll have Golden State in 6, and you have Boston in 6. And that's what I think it's going to be. Now, folks, until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all on Monday.